With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. German Chancellor Merz says Germany will not approve exports of military gear that could be used in Gaza until further notice. The decision comes after the Israeli Security Cabinet announced plans to have Israel's military go into Gaza City.
It seems that this is the first phase of a plan that would see the military taking full control of Gaza. Now, we know the head of the army has been against this idea of fully occupying Gaza, if you like, and there have been reports now suggesting that there were heated confrontations between the prime minister and the head of the military, who has warned that the full takeover of Gaza could be a trap for Israel. He has also raised concerns about the fate of the hostages.
The BBC's Hugo Bishega in Jerusalem. Prime Minister Netanyahu says the goal is a Gaza that's free from Hamas control. The final part of our special series on dangers posed to children nationwide by pending legislation in the California State Assembly. Constitutional lawyer Nicole Pearson says if AB 495 passes later this month, any child in California, even one visiting on vacation, could be endangered. That's because anyone could simply download an online form and declare themselves your child's legal guardian.
California is a sanctuary state, so if a child is brought to the state, then California, Gavin Newsom and his cronies have already declared war on parents and parental rights. So even if you live in Texas, even if you live in Tennessee, the courts, law enforcement are not going to cooperate with the lawful orders and laws and rules of your conservative state.
A rally is slated to oppose AB 495 at the California State Capitol in Sacramento on August 19th. This is SRN News. Canada will pay homosexuals to move there.
The government in Ottawa is encouraging LGBT people in the U.S. and around the world to consider immigrating with the offer of 12 months of income and resettlement support. Canadian officials are working with homosexual pressure groups, including the Rainbow Railroad, which styles itself as the underground railroad that helped slaves escape from the South here in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. Some critics say Canadian taxpayers should not be footing the bill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to address the concerns of evangelical Christians who form the bedrock of his Republican support. Mr. Trump has established faith-focused entities with numerous influential Christian appointees and has energized supporters with assaults on abortion and the LGBT agenda. His appointees to the Supreme Court have also expanded areas for religious exemptions and expression. The president says we're bringing religion back in our country. This is SRN News. The Department of Justice on Thursday upped its reward, its offering for information that leads to the arrest of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, $50 million.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a video posted to X, quote, he is one of the largest narco traffickers in the world and a threat to our national security. Therefore, we've doubled his reward to $50 million. The Biden administration previously set the award amount at $25 million, which was an increase from the first Trump administration when officials offered $15 million for information that led to Maduro. Maduro was indicted in 2020 on U.S. charges of narco-terrorism for allegedly attempting to weaponize cocaine by flooding U.S. communities with the drug. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
In northeast Pennsylvania, a gunman's dead, shot by police after shooting a neighbor to death and then ambushing state troopers who responded to the scene. Two troopers were wounded. They're in stable condition and they are expected to survive. More details at SRNnews.com.